CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 3rd of April 2022. Here are the main news headlines: transatlantic tests and Paul Godley lecture, volunteers sought for the NRC, MSF signals closed for maintenance. As most listeners already know, Paul Godley was sent over from the USA 100 years ago to conduct the transatlantic tests. Those tests open up the era of shortwave radio communication. But why Paul Godley? Who was he? Why was he chosen, and what happened next? On Thursday, the 7th of April, all those questions will be answered in an open Zoom talk by Godley's grandson, Bruce Littlefield. The Zoom meeting will be hosted by Wigtownshire ARC in southwest Scotland and will begin at 1900 UTC. Everyone is invited, subject to a limit of 100, and joining details will be published closer to the meeting date at gm4riv.org. The RSGB National Radio Centre welcomes thousands of people through its doors each month and contributes and introduces them to amateur radio. The Society needs to expand the team of volunteers and is particularly looking for people who can be part of the team each Thursday. So, if you're interested in becoming an NRC volunteer, you should enjoy meeting people and be prepared to work a minimum of one, preferably 2 days per month. Full training is given. Please email NRC Coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB, for further information via nrc.support@rsgb.org.uk. A scheduled annual maintenance shutdown of MSF 60 kHz radio time signal service is planned. It will allow safe working on the masts and antennas. The service will be off air from 0700 to 1700 UTC each day between the 4th and the 21st of April. The transmission will be restored overnight wherever possible. A radio control clock will not be able to pick up the MSF signal during these periods, so it may drift off from the correct time. There have been recently a number of reports of individual holders of UK amateur licences gaining innovation and trial licences from Ofcom. This is to conduct experimental transmissions on 40 MHz or the 8 metre band. The RSGB has asked Ofcom for guidance concerning the status and possible contacts with such stations. Ofcom's view is very clear. Any operation on 40 MHz in the UK is not amateur radio, and therefore crossband contacts to such stations by UK radio amateurs operating on the band licensed for amateur radio are not permitted. You can read the full statement from Ofcom in the RSGB notices part of the RSGB website at rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB is looking for convention chairman to lead the team of people who will create this year's convention. If you understand the advantages of both online and in-person events and can contribute ideas for speakers and topics that will attract both audiences, this could be the role for you. For a full role description, look on the volunteer vacancy page of the RSGB website. BBC journalist and long-time RSGB member Laurie Margolis, G3UML, broke the fact of the invasion of the Falklands through amateur radio. On Monday the 4th of April, he will share how that happened in the RSGB's Free Tonight at 8 webinar. He will also cover his involvement in the 1970 King Hussein story. Watch and ask questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC stream. More about this and the Society's other webinars on the RSGB website. On the 18th of April, radio amateurs worldwide take to the airwaves in celebration of World Amateur Radio Day. It was on this day in 1925 that the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Paris. You can read more about the event, download posters and other publicity material for any special event station you may be planning from iaru.org. Now for details of rallies and events, please send your rally and event news as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in Radcom on GB2RS and online. The 36th QRP convention will be held on the 9th of April in Digby Hall, Sherborne, DT93AA. Doors open at 9:30 and the entry is £3. There are no lectures this year. Please note that car parking charges apply. On the 10th of April, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Spring Rally will be at Festival Hall, Caserade Road in Market Raisin, LN83HT. Entry is £2 per person, doors open 10 a.m. or 30 minutes earlier for disabled visitors. There's ample free car parking and refreshments will be available. Free Wi-Fi is available on site. The next rally in the diary is on the 24th of April. The Cambridge Repeater Group Rally will be held in Foxton Village Hall, Hartman Road, Foxton, Cambridge, CB226RN. Now for DX News, S57MK will be active as 9N7MK until the 23rd of April. He'll be operating for 3 or 4 days from Kathmandu and then from other locations whilst trekking in the Mount Everest region of Nepal. He'll be running 10 to 15 watts mainly on the 40-20-17 and 15 bands using SSB, CW and digital modes. Antonio EA5RM will be working on a non-governmental organisation's project in the Bolivian rainforest until the 22nd of April. In his spare time, he'll operate SSB, CW, FT8, CP1XRM, QSL home call. Rune, LA7QY, and Helga, LB4MI, will be stationed on Jan Mayen, which is a UO22, until early October. They plan to operate as JX7QY and JX-LB4MI, respectively, in their spare time. Now for special event news, Flight Refueling ARS will be operating from the club station using GB2FRA, celebrating the club's 40th anniversary. It's intended that the call sign will be used on all bands and modes that are available from the club shack, including 10 gigs EME. Operations will run throughout April. Please keep a lookout for them on the bands. Medway Amateur Receiving and Transmitting Society will operate GB5MW between the 3rd and 30th of April, celebrating the Society's centenary year, QSL via EQSL. Brother John Cassar at 9H1CJ is a Franciscan friar operating from the Capuchin Friary in Malta, EU023. Until the 30th of June, he'll be active as 9H6CAP, commemorating the 80th anniversary of the destruction of the historic friary and adjacent church during World War II. QSL direct to home call. Now for contest news today. The third sees the Spring 70 Megs contest run from 0900 to 1200 UTC using all modes, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. On Monday, the CW leg of the 80-metre club championship takes place between 1900 and 2030 UTC, the exchanger signal report and serial number. The 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC on Tuesday. It's followed by the all-mode for 144 megs UK activity. Contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC. I'm sorry, that's a split sentence. I'll read it again. It's followed by the all-mode 144 megs UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the 144 megs FT8 activity contest runs between 1900 and 2100 UTC. The exchange is report and your four-character locator. Also Wednesday, the UK EI contest Club 80-metre SSB contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC, the exchange is your six-character locator. Four contests are scheduled to take place next Sunday, the 10th of April. The Spring 50 Megs contest takes place between 0900 and 1200 UTC, using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next is the UK Microwave Group Low Band contest, running between 1000 and 1600 UTC, using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. The Worked All Britain Data contest runs 1000 to 1400 UTC and from 1700 to 2100 UTC, using 3.5 to 14 megs bands where contests are permitted, the exchanger signal report, serial number and your WAB reference. Finally, the Rolo SSB contest runs between 1900 and 2030 UTC, using SSB on the 3.5 megs bands, the exchanger signal report, and the locator you received. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week, they write, we said that there was a sense of achievement and it looked as though solar flux index would increase, but even NOAA didn't predict that it would rise to 156, which it hit on Monday the 28th. Unfortunately, along with high sunspot numbers, we've had unsettled geomagnetic conditions. On Sunday and Monday last week, the KP index hit 4 due to the predicted coronal hole issues. By Thursday the 31st, the effects of the M4-M1 coronal mass ejection event from the 28th of March were being felt. The CME resulted from a pair of sunspots which combined into one larger shock front. The solar wind speed was above 500 km per second, and the BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field shifted south, meaning it coupled more easily with the Earth's magnetic field, pushing the KP index to 5, with warnings for middle to high latitude aurora happening. And, if this wasn't enough, we've had a number of solar flares to contend with, including an X1.3 event from active region AR2975, peaking at 1737 UTC on Wednesday the 30th of March. This will likely result in a CME coming our way. All this has had numerous effects on HF, from fade-outs to flares to pre-auroral enhancement, from CMEs and good conditions on 10 metres thanks to the high SFI. A high FOF2 critical frequency has also meant that 40 metres has been open to inter-G signals at times. Well, we're now well and truly into a period where it's getting difficult to predict what will happen next. NOAA predicts the SFI will remain at 120 for the next few days and then decline into the teens. We think the best advice is to keep an eye on solarham.net and watch out for news of CMEs leaving the sun. Expect unsettled conditions around 48 hours after news of any CME. But the best advice overall is just to get on the bands and work DX whenever you can. We can often expect MUFs to exceed at 28 megs at times, so make the most of 10 metres when you can. For example, John, G4BAO, reports 10 metres was wide open to Asia on Thursday morning. Now for VHF and up, next week offers a change of wind direction from northerly to westerly, with a glimmer of hope for high pressure after the weekend, but it's only a partial nod towards Tropo, with just a weak temporary ridge extending across southern UK from the Azores High. The next items worth mentioning are, as in last week's bulletin, keep your ears and eyes open for aurora after a promising end to the last week as we write this. With fluttery signals on 8T, you should have sorted out some favourite beacons to listen out for. Also, in the early mornings, that can be good for random meteor scatter activity. As we roll over into April, we're getting a bit closer to the 2022 sporadic E season. There have been some isolated examples on 10 metres, CW and SSB, and 6 metre on data modes, so it's time to start checking the position of jet streams and EPI on the propquest.co.uk website. The end of last week favoured paths to the south into Spain across a north-westerly jet stream over the Pyrenees and Cantabrian Mountains, whereas next week it looks as though paths to Scandinavia might be worth a look, although probably a lower probability for these more northern latitudes. Moon declination is positive all week, reaching maximum on Friday, so moon windows and peak moon elevation will be high. We're past perigee, so path losses will increase throughout the week. 144 meg sky noise is low all week, briefly hitting 500k on Thursday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me until next week, too.